Obituary: Joan Baile, Labour women's activist and militant supporter. Nikki Wilson, an active supporter of militant, forerunner of the Socialist Party in Lancashire in the 1970s and 80s, Joan Baile sadly passed away last month. Although her health had not been good in recent years, her death was sudden and unexpected. Persuaded by militants' Marxist ideas and program, Joan joined Corley Labour Party in 1974, and was politically active for the next 12 years at both branch and constituency levels. In the early 1980s she became secretary of Corley Labour Party Women's Section, working closely with Susanna Jackson, Equal Opportunities Commission staff member, Virginia Jones, NHS trade unionist and today a leading activist in the Corley Hospital campaign, and Rita Aspinall, well-known miners' wives organiser in Lancashire. Together they built a fighting organisation of working-class women in central Lancashire. Joan often spoke at local and regional Labour Party meetings on behalf of the local women's section, which played a decisive role in setting up the Corley and Coppell Miners Support Committee in May 1984. The latter's main aim was to supply striking miners' families with weekly food parcels throughout the many arduous months of the 1984-85 national miners' strike. It raised £26,000 for this purpose in 12 months. During this time, Joan with others strongly supported the newly founded Corley Well Women's Centre, still going strong today and now known simply as the Corley Women's Centre. She also put her excellent dressmaking skills to use by making some impressive Labour movement banners. These included Corley Constituency Labour Party, Corley Labour Party Women's Section, Corley and Coppell Miners Support Committee, Corley and Coppell Miners Wives, and the Trades Union Councils of Corley, Preston and Lancaster. After the 1984-85 miners' strike, an attempt was made to expel militant supporters from Corley Labour Party, including Joan. Although it failed, any further effective involvement in the Labour Party by Joan or the others was no longer possible, and disgracefully Corley Labour Party disbanded its women's section not long after this. Although Joan's political activity covered a relatively short period of her life, she nevertheless had a significant impact on the Labour movement in this part of Lancashire, in arguing for a genuinely democratic socialist society, in supporting striking miners and their families, and in campaigning for the rights especially of working-class women. Such important contributions of the kind Joan made, and in difficult and demanding circumstances, must not be forgotten.